Mike, how are you?
Hey, good, Tony. Good morning. How are you?
It sounds like you're on the roads. The road's in good shape.
Yeah, not bad, actually. We're in pretty nice shape, and it's not raining.
What's going on in Jackson this weekend?
Oh, we got a lot of stuff that obviously is going on, a lot of activities, but hopefully everybody has a safe holiday, Memorial Day, and let's remember those people that gave their service and some of the ultimate sacrifice so that we can enjoy today.
Is it really Friday, May 27th, and the budget is done?
Yes.
How in the heck did how did that happen?
You know, I got a lot of dedicated individuals, House, Senate, and the governor, and, you know, we worked really, really hard. And even when we had breaks, the Appropriation Committee members were all meeting to get the budgets done, and, you know, everybody... We have points of difference, but in general, we wanted to get it done so that we could let school districts and cities, townships, and villages, who usually a lot of them, start their budget fiscal year July 1st. So this will give them time to be able to pass their budgets, knowing what support they're going to get from the state.
Well, it also helps that the Republicans have the majority, and also the governor's a Republican.
Well, that's true. That does help a little bit. But this is the first time in 30 years, even... under Governor Engler, and he had both House and Senate as Republican majorities, didn't get it done this quick.
What did you like about the budget?
Well, I like the fact that we're not doing one-time fixes, and we had to take the money that was forecasted and make tough decisions, live within our means, everything that most of us ran on, and, you know, it's not easy. There are a lot of tough decisions. We would like to have more money, obviously we would, but... you know, we're like every household budget. We're struggling and have been. And Michigan is, you know, looking at all these structural deficits that we've had over the years. Every year I've been up there, it's been $1.5 billion. And hopefully with this tough choices we made this year, next year will be better.
What didn't you like about the budget?
I didn't like the money that is coming out of the K-12 for the schools going to the universities. I personally talked to two former legislators and read a letter from another one that Senate talking about when Proposal A was passed, the 100 words or less for the proposal that the public saw when they voted on that in 94 doesn't mention anything about money going to universities. It talks about stable funding for K-12. And I think that we should have done what we've always done, and that's universities go through the general fund and make their case, and, you know, we would deal with that and leave the K-12 money with K-12.
Senator Knopf, I've heard a lot of legislators, especially on the Republican side, say they didn't like the K-12 funding, yet they went along and voted for it. Why is that?
Well, you know, you got to have a balanced budget. You can't print money in Michigan like they do in the federal government. And we have to live within our means, and you have to make those tough decisions. The part of it, that cuts were going to look like they're going to be at least $300 per student. And with this budget that was passed this week, you know, that's if the schools do some incentive things, which are not real hard to do, but can be done, that cut will go down to about $100 per student. So, you know, it's been tough, and you know, the Revenue Estimating Conference was a little help and gave us a little room to be able to put more money back to the school, so it wasn't as drastic as it currently is.
What would you say if a group of moms came up to you and said, Senator, why are you cutting funding for our kids?
Well, I'd tell them, you know, it's just like your monthly budget, and you only have so much money, and you can only you know, we can't print it, and so we got to make those tough decisions, and Michigan has to make these tough decisions so the future will be brighter, and hopefully the schools will be better off next year and the following years. We get these costs under control, and this is one of those times and that you don't like to do, but you got to just grin and make the tough decisions, and hopefully we all get through it, and next year will be better.
And finally, Senator, what's next? What do you hope to work on? What do you think the state needs to get done when you come back in the fall?
Well, I personally have a personal property tax cut, elimination on businesses. What that is let's say the barber that you and I go to get our hair cut, you know, the chair that they bought some 15 years ago, as a business in Michigan, you still got to pay taxes on that chair even though it's paid off. and that does not incentivize businesses and others to go out and buy new equipment, stay on the cutting edge, and be able to stay competitive and efficient, keep their costs low, because we penalize them. We say, oh, good, you bought a new piece of equipment, and here's your new tax bill. And we'd like to address that in the next several months, and starting to work on that as well as some other legislation.
All right, Senator, enjoy your weekend. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. You too, and I hope everybody has a safe holiday, and hopefully it's 85 degrees and sunny Monday.